Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2, tell me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your together, rock and rolls in your rolling rock, then your mind says the rhythm is just a 9, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let me rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place, and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride, or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll's in your
rolling
rock.
Then
your mind
says
the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shot hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and
roll's
in your rolling rock.
Then
your mind says the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggestions, rock and roll's in your rolling rock.
Of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it live, online, or live here on our YouTube page, or whether you're on the phone. I was supposed to do IG Live, but I'm just working a little bit too much here tonight, so that may not happen. But I thank you for tuning in tonight. This is my last show for the year. This is our last show for the year. We'll be back on the air Wednesday, January 20th, which is the day of the inauguration. That's the day that the 46th president gets sworn in as the president of the United States. No, that's not by design. It just so happens to be by coincidence. We normally come back on air the third Wednesday in January. This year, we came back on the air a little late. That's because I did some personal counseling with my mom. That's how I decided to start off the year. I thought it was very necessary. So for that reason, we didn't come back on the air until March. March, which threw us in the middle of a global pandemic. Yes, in March, we all found out that we were in the middle of a global pandemic. I mean, you hear that the coronavirus was here in November, but I think it wasn't official until the country closed down in March. We returned on the air in March, and like I said, it was right at the time that the global pandemic appeared. It was alive and well in most of our lives, and there was fear in the air and toilet paper in high demand. Do you remember that? Toilet paper was in high demand. And here we are at the end of the year, and I still can't understand or figure out why. Why was toilet paper in demand? And not only was toilet paper in demand, but so was Lysol, not Pine Sol, but Lysol, bleach, any cleaning product that killed viruses was flying off of shelves. And to this day, I don't really understand why, especially toilet paper. Toilet paper was in demand, and people were buying it by the barrel, by the box full. They were loading up on toilet paper. And when I had conversations about it, no one could understand why. They were like, it's not like the virus is going to cause you to have diarrhea. But people were loading up on toilet paper. Masks became mandatory, and we were locked down. I don't even remember. What was it, 6 weeks? Maybe. I think the country didn't really open until May. The country opened? Yeah. So we were locked down for quite some time. Businesses across the country went to working from home. Restaurants were shut down. Movie theaters were shut down. Life as we knew it, as normal, was no longer the norm because we were in the middle of a global pandemic. And when I say it was fear in the air, I'm talking about you didn't even hear cars moving on the highway. There was no movement at all. If you could hear the person breathing next to you, you were doing good because that's how locked down we were. But it led to not only citywide lockdown, but a nationwide lockdown as well. And it wasn't until April that we heard federal officials, local officials, start to lay blame. It wasn't until April that we had governors in different states talk about how they were going to lead their states in handling the virus because the president did not know how. I mean, come on. We have to keep it real. It was like I said to people once before, I really didn't have a problem with the president of the United States until the crisis came. Because in the middle of a crisis, you're going to find out what a person is made of. And we found out what he was made of. You put something in boiling water, and you're going to see how it withstands. And when it came to the crisis, he did not do a good job with it. We found out things a month later. He didn't want the American people to know. He kept certain things hidden because, according to him, he didn't want the American people to panic. But people were already panicking because we didn't have a lot of information about it. So 2020 was the year of the pandemic. And not only was it the year of the pandemic, it was the year that more than 1.6 million people have died from this global pandemic. People that I know and love have died from the coronavirus. And you have some people who started to say it's the number one killer in the United States. It beat cancer, the wars, even 9/11. And people started to wonder, is it real? Is it true? Are hospitals getting paid? Because that was another thing that our president stated, that hospitals were getting paid for saying or stating that a person died from the coronavirus. So it's hard to tell, but the bottom line is, to this day, here we are at the end of 2020, and we have millions of people out of work. We have millions of people struggling to pay their bills as a result of this global pandemic. It was something that none of us was prepared for. This was a wake-up call for many people. Some people became self-employed. Some people became entrepreneurs. Some people started businesses. Some people did great things this year because they were faced with adversity. And it's not until we're faced with adversity till we know what we are actually made of. So for some people, this was a good thing because they found out that they had things within them that gave birth to things that were real. There were some things that happened in 2020 that were also horrific. Breonna Taylor was murdered in her apartment in February. George Floyd was killed in the streets in May. It was a horrific video that we all saw live and in color. The person that filmed his murder, she made the video go viral. And when the video went viral, you couldn't believe your own eyes, with the cop's knee pinned to George Floyd's neck. Then in June, we had the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, another black man, at the hands of so-called neighborhood vigilantes. And then we had the birth of Black Lives Matter like never before, protests in the streets like never before. People were tired, and this was a new generation of protesters. These were not our ancestors' protesters. These were not the protesters of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and John Lewis. These were new types of protesters. In fact, John Lewis embraced this type of protesting. He embraced this type of upset and later died months later. But in the last picture that he had taken in 2020 before his death, he was standing at Black Lives Matter Plaza, which is now formerly Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. So we saw some very horrific things happen in 2020 that led to the most challenging election of our time in 2020. It was very challenging. It was contested. And to this day, the President of the United States, the current president, still has not conceded. The country is divided, and we are in a real mess. But the country's always been divided. Some people always said the United Snakes of America, the divided snakes of America. Some people always saw the country and its divide. So for them, it's nothing new. This is something that has always happened. So 2020, I think, will go down as an unforgettable year. A global pandemic, racial tension, uprisings in the street, presidential election, a president trying to hold on to power in the middle of a global pandemic, knowing that the American people have spoken, that the election is over, and that you were judged and you will be judged based on this pandemic. So just as the global pandemic is like never before, so will this presidency. It will go down in history. He will go down in history, is what I'm reading, as one of the worst presidents ever. Because he's egoistic, he's self-centered, he's selfish, and it's always, always been about him. And if he can maintain that power, by gosh, that's exactly what he wants to do. But the reason why I say egoistic is because we're always judged based upon our job performances. If we do well in our businesses, our clientele will grow. If we suck at our businesses, then our business will fold. Well, it's the same thing with the President of the United States. The people have spoken, and quite frankly, they fired him. People voted in droves like never before on November 3rd. I had people tell me that if they had to vote in a hazmat suit, they were going to vote. That's how bad they wanted to vote this president out. So it was serious. People took the election seriously because we're living in times that we've never seen before. I mean, we heard about 1718. We've heard about the Great Depression, but we've never lived it. So they voted as if their life depended on it. So, yeah, 2020 was real. 2020 was scary. 2020 was fearful. But 2020 will be a year that we'll never forget. So let's look at where we are now. As I stated, people are out of work. People are struggling to make ends meet. We see it on the news every day. Lines at food banks, cars at food banks. And, you know, you have people say that they can't believe that all of these people are actually hungry because they're driving to these food banks in nice cars, you know. But you can't let the appearance fool you. I mean, you can't go according to someone's appearance. Appearances are not real. You can't go according to appearances. We all know that you can take something up and you can dress it up, but it doesn't mean that it's well-dressed on the inside. And I say this all the time to my listeners and to my blog followers. Anything can look good. Anything can look convincing. But how are you going to know? You don't know until you delve into the thick of it. You don't know by looking at someone that's just struggling. You don't know that by looking at someone that they're depressed. You don't know that looking at someone, you can tell what it is they're going through. Because you can't. Some people are very good at concealing what is really happening in their lives. So we can't just think that because someone drives up to a food bank in a nice car, that they're not struggling, or that they're not hungry, or that they haven't lost their job. Because you never know what a person's situation is. You never know. That's why it is important to always be empathetic, because we never know where we will be tomorrow. I mean, look, this global pandemic took us all by surprise. It did. I think it brought out feelings in us that we never thought we'd have to face. It brought out situations that we probably thought we'd never have to deal with. But here we are. And I think that the light at the end of the tunnel is that we're at the end of the year. As of next Friday, it'll be a brand new year, a brand new start, a brand new beginning. And the question is, what will you do with it? What will you do with the new year? What will you do with the new start? What have you learned from 2020 that you can maybe do better in 2021, that you can maybe do better tomorrow? And yes, here we are. It's Christmas. We're in the Christmas season. And we're also in the middle of a global pandemic. And people are just not used to it. People are used to gathering at Christmas. People are used to gathering around the holidays. And to ask people not to do it is almost impossible. I mean, look at Dr. Deborah Birx. She advised people not to gather for Thanksgiving. Oh, my gosh, you know the media was going to follow her because that's exactly what they did. And when she was spotted at her daughter's house, I think having dinner, that's the first thing they reported. And, I mean, you can look at that woman and tell she's a nervous wreck. What did she do when it was reported that she was at her daughter's house? The woman resigned. Come on. It was really not that serious. But I say that to say you cannot ask people to not gather for the holiday when you know that's something that you're going to do, especially if you're used to it. Let's face it. Some people are just used to tradition. They can't help it. We all are. I mean, I cannot go through not one Christmas without thinking about my father. That was his favorite time of the year. He loved Christmas. So I think that it would be a disservice to just dismiss it, especially if I keep him in my heart and I keep him alive. It's not something that can just be dismissed. I have beautiful memories of Christmases past, especially during my childhood. Those days were priceless, and we don't know how priceless they are until we are where we are now, because I look back now, and I cherish those moments. I don't dwell on them, but I cherish them. But what has it taught me? It has taught me to appreciate now, to appreciate this Christmas, to appreciate every day, because we never know when it will change. I mean, the coronavirus, it has kept a lot of us apart, especially those of us who are a little fearful of what can happen. But we're just living cautiously. But it doesn't mean that you don't miss those people or you don't miss that person, because you do. It is times like this that make us reflect on those things that we took for granted. So, as we sign off for the year, I say to you, don't take this time for granted. Don't. If it's someone you want to talk to, call them. If it's someone you want to see, go see them. If it's someone you want to just write to, write to them. But by all means, because this holiday season is like one that we've never seen before. So I think that we have to do things that we've never done before, simply because we have a chance to do it again. So I guess I'm signing off for the year. And what a year it's been. And I'm hoping that next year we'll do better, we'll be better, we'll be greater, all of us. Until then, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming in to us. Forever grateful.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, there's sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season is love. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother, we wish to wish happy holidays to you. Happy holiday to you, and for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy nation to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to you, happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays. Whoa.